It's day one of the UK Games Expo 2018, and I'm trying something new. A new trick for an old dog. Yep, I'm doing an audio recording of the day's events. I'm going to regale you with tales that just keep you captivated and make you feel like you were there. Or just be my usual boring self and cut to the facts and just give you half a three-quarters of a story. We'll start the day off where I picked a friend and YouTuber Scott up from his hotel, which Google Maps then decided it give us the long scenic route along the M42 to get us to the NEC, when I should have paid attention to the road signs and just ignored it really and taken a quicker route. But we got there. When we queued up for the tickets, I managed to complete one of my sales that I had arranged for the expo for pickup. So that was quite good. I mean, meant I wasn't carrying that around, one of those around. So so that was a good start to while queuing up for the tickets. That went very smoothly. I think they're doing quite well at the ticket office, really. The queue wasn't too bad. It kept moving. Yeah, it was quite smooth compared to previous years, I think. Scott and I, as soon as we walked through the doors into the main expo itself, made our way to the shop and drop area to drop stuff off, so we didn't have to carry it around all day with us. Mine was mainly my dice, sorry, Star Wars Destiny set collection that I was meant to be selling today, so I wasn't dragging that all around because there's a fair bit of it. But we'll get to that part of the story a bit later. Saw the Dice Tower guys, Semitron Z, about his liking of that jigsaw puzzle Baron Park, which is super light on the theme side. It's not a game. I don't see how anyone could justify it. It's like, I've done this round before. I'm so tired of that hype that game gets. It's so overrated. Just take Cottage Garden or Patchwork. Remove the parts that make them a game and you've got Baron Park. And, oh, it's got cute beers on it. You're building a park of beers. Oh, please, it can be poos on the tile. You won't be able to tell the difference. The theme means nothing in that game. It's an abstract game. But they try and make it cutesy by calling it Baron Park. Case of the Emperor's new clothes, I suppose. Everyone else is saying how great his new birthday suit is, and I'm saying, hey, look, he's in the nude. Or, Baron Park's not a game, but a jigsaw puzzle. What happened after that? Well, my aims for the expo were find White Wizards games and get the promo. Get two copies of the new expansion for Viticulture. Get the new expansion for Imperial Settlers. And I think that was it. Oh, and tomorrow take part in that Against the Odds competition to get my face name on a card in Star Wars. But that'd be tomorrow's exciting adventures of me at the expo story. But today, as I was wandering around trying to find the White Wizard Games stall, which isn't listed in the program, I ended up at the Oink stand to complete another one of my transactions. And that meant I was able to pick up a fake artist in New York and the stock market game that they sell. I've bought those two for a little while, so I was happy to pick them up. More wanderings around. Found out that the Judge Dredd version of Lost Expedition by Osprey isn't due out to next February, so do I go back and pick that up? I suppose I should ask Jonathan to let me play his copy, and then I can see if I like it or not. They did reassure me that there's quite a few changes between Lost Expedition and the Judge Dredd one. It's not just a cosmetic reskinning. ITB, allegedly, the missing tiles and the stickers and stuff are being produced at the moment, are on the way, and backers should have them in 2 to 3 weeks' time. But we know there are a bunch of Pinocchios there, and truth seems to, I don't know, avoid them sometimes. They like to bury their head in the sand. After that, I ended up stumbling across and getting a demo of the Elite Dangerous Battle Cards game, which they can't call it a living card game, but it's that sort of style. A core set with some expansions that add to the card pool. You build your decks and then play what amounts to an area control game with these mission objective things in the middle of each of the three zones that's there. And if this first core set and couple of expansions are a success, they'd do some more. I know this is a prototype, and they said in the actual main release coming out soon that it's going to be a fold-out board, but it kind of puts me off. They should be having the neoprene mouse mats sort of thing for the playboard for this. It's what I don't like about Marvel Legendary is that board, and I want the playmat version of it. So it's going to be a no, and they don't seem to be showing much faith in the product. Most of these living card game style games, you've got to have, they work from the expansions. The core set's enough to get people hooked, but you've then got to show that you're supporting it and release regularly the expansions to increase the card pool. And it doesn't sound like they've got the faith in their own product for that. How it played, it was fine. Not good enough to really knock out. It's a crowded place, marketplace, isn't it? And I think it only really appealed to fans of the video game. I don't think we're going to see any more expansions after this initial set. I'm going to go back and look at the role-playing game tomorrow, the core book of rules. Quite interested to see what they're like. It's £40 for the core book at the expo. I have to check if that how that compares online, but that's less important to have expansion after expansion after expansion, because it's a role playing game. You can make your own scenarios and stuff as long as the core system's there and solid. You can have a campaign to do whatever you like, really. It'd be nice to have them release some more source books for it along the line, but it's less necessary, I feel. So, but once again, it's also a niche product, fans of the video game. What did I do after that? Wander around, got the expansion for Imperial Settlers, realised I screwed up with Nirishima Hex. I should have made a list of the armies that I already own. So I'm sure that the Iron Gang is the one I don't own. So I know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to go back Sunday afternoon. Instead of sorting out my bedroom from being a staging area for board games. I'm going to have to go through Niroshima Hex and find out what armies I already own and go online and get the one I'm missing. I also bought Tides of Madness. I didn't buy that, was it last year when that came out, but it's £10, which it's, that was a steal. It's a nice, the original was nice. This is meant to be more of the same, but with the Cthulhu theming and madness thrown in, so I was quite happy with that purchase. I got some promos from the Dice Tower stand, mainly a tile for Roll for the Galaxy, a couple of the Dice Tower dice, a couple of stickers, and their promo for Star Realms, which I think I may already have, but Nathan doesn't, so that'll be going to Nathan. I eventually did find the White Wizard Games stand. It's a very small stand, hidden away next to some board gaming tables. The promo, I felt a bit robbed. I can't remember what is top of my head, there's a picture on the blog which one it is, but it's from Gen Con 2017. Couldn't they at least have given us something a bit newer than that? Or one of the ones that they're going to be using in coming up in the new expos for like Gen Con and Origins. Maybe we'll get our own next year, who knows? But it would have been nice to have had something a bit more recent than that. Then I spent a couple of hours just chilling out. Oh, I was so tired at that point. Worn out. I am certainly feeling my age at this point. But I was in the chill out zone near the pick up and drop, shop and drop area. So where Scott joined me a bit later on. He was feeling a bit tired at that point as well. And Jonathan and his daughter also joined me for 5 or 10 minutes. It's good to chat away with them, see who's, what would swap notes and chew the fat. I was waiting to do the trade for my Star Wars Destiny stuff and it just didn't happen. At midday when I texted and asked them when they wanted to meet up, they hadn't even left. And they told me the day before that they'd be there by midday. Then when I texted them 3:30, they were still on the train. They said they're going to be at 4:00. Then it changed to 4:30. I said meet them by the ticket office. And then after sitting around outside the ticket office at 4:30 to about 4:40, I text them saying, give them a description of what I looked like. Fat green bloke, bad beard, weird, that sort of thing. Get a reply back, oh, they won't be coming today. They're going straight to their apartment because by the time they've been there, checked in, the ticket office will be closed. I'm just getting a feeling that they don't want, they've got cold feet and they don't want Star Wars Destiny. I just wish they'd tell me that instead of just not communicating, because if you're not going to be there at the time you've told someone you're going to be there, you should be letting them know, not just say nothing. I could have gone home and chilled out, bought some of those smelly bath bomb things, whatever they were selling on the show for gamers. Yeah, gamers are smelly apparently. Well, no, have no sense of smell. And just relaxed in a chilled out way with a bath, picked up some cold booze on the way home or something and chilled. But no, I got to sit around twiddling my thumbs, feeling tired and exhausted, waiting for someone not to turn up. And that's how I ended my expo today. Hopefully, I'm looking forward to playing some games with Jonathan and his daughter soon downstairs in the restaurant-y area at our travel lodge. And I hope this 15-minute or longer ramble hasn't bored you too much. Leave a comment below if you like it. Leave a comment below if you don't. Tell me, Darren, this is boring. Darren, put some life into it. Oh, and I didn't dispose of Rido. I did bump into him. Well, saw him. He was playing a game, then he was videoing. And there's a picture I took of him as he was walking away. I think on Instagram I labelled it Rido last seen walking towards his doom. I just wish he'd change his camera work from being influenced by the Blair Witch Project to maybe someone who uses a Steadicam. I'm not going to talk about Strider and how I still feel at the moment. That's just going to bring everything down and everyone bum everyone out. So let's call it a day, and I'll see you all tomorrow.